Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. Fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to...
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and that's my special guest today, my buddy, my friend, my partner, Mike Brown, Brown Financial. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Bubba? How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. So, what's going on? Sad news yesterday. Prince passed away, and I guess they're trying to figure out what happened. You know, interesting. He had to have an emergency landing in his private plane, and then he did a concert, and now he's dead. Interesting. What, any thoughts there?
Yeah. All I heard was that the flu. He had been battling the flu, and I guess at 57, maybe that's dangerous. So. I'm glad to hear it. I certainly grew up in the 80s listening to his music. It was one of my favorites.
Purple Rain, baby. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, listen, you young hip hoppers, you know, you guys got that stuff going for you. You know, me, I'm an old guy, but I do remember him, and actually, he was a very good artist, and he was very good at what he did. So, I guess my question to you, Mr. Brown, Mr. Coach Brown, when do we make the all-time new highs?
That's what we're bumping up against right now, isn't it?
I mean, you know what? I mean, you know, one of the things about markets, whether no matter what you do, we kind of always know that certain numbers, certain things are going to happen. Even if the markets were going to possibly go a lot lower, they're going to come up. They're so close. They're not letting this all-time new high escape, in my opinion. Can you comment on that? If you can, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with you. It just feels like we're going to churn up to that way. Will we hold it? That'll be a big question, I guess. I don't think we will, but been long before. But yeah, as of right now, it looks like we're moving that way. A little weakness yesterday with the dollar getting a little stronger. So you saw some weakness in some of the sectors, you know, that have been benefited by the dollar coming back in a little bit this year. But, remains to be seen. We still got a lot of year left.
Oh, no. I mean, look, one thing you know for sure, it doesn't take a long time to have the markets, you know, go the other way. I mean, up or down. I mean, you know, tomorrow they could decide that they're going back the other way, and that would be the end of it. But, you know, I think the interesting thing is it's the action itself has been really strange. Okay. And what I've seen, and I'm going to get your take on it, I've seen the dollar stronger on occasion, yet bonds stronger, yet the market higher, and then commodities higher. Something's wrong with that picture, right?
Yeah, something's going to break on that. I mean, we expect the dollar to come in a little bit. It was up last year, 27% year over year, something like that.
Yeah.
We expected that to come in a little bit, which would, give a reprieve to the commodities. But boy, I mean, like you said, everything has really rallied off those February lows. So, I mean, somebody's right, somebody's wrong. You know, is it the equity or the bond market? Usually the smart money is in the bond market. So,
well, I mean, the fixed income market is the biggest market in the world by more than 7 times. So it's not like it's a surprise. But so now again, I'll ask you another question. I know that, you know, some things you can't comment on. So I'm going to lay this out for you. Back on February 11th, Janet Yellen called Mario Draghi. Janet Yellen called, I forget the guy's name, but the Bank of England's central bank. And Jamie Dimon bought 500,000 shares of stock at the rock bottom. Does that smell or reek of any impropriety to you?
The only thing I would say, I mean, it doesn't smell good, but I got to believe he knew that going into it. I'm sure that he got his eyes across his teeth. He's generally one of the smarter guys in the room. So, he it was taken as a sign that the failure of the banks was overdone when he stepped up and made that purchase. And you've certainly seen the banks rally even in the trough earnings, which is what we're seeing over the past week. The banks earnings are not been good. Now is this a trough, or we're going to get better going forward? I guess we'll see. But I don't see higher interest rates anytime soon.
No, neither do I. I don't. You know, they should be going higher, and it looks like it looks like there was some scuttlebutt that they may go higher. I mean, that would be the only reason for a stronger dollar. But you know, I think it's interesting when you look at the overall market. And again, without anything specific, but it just seems like there's a lot of money coming in on margin. It feels like. It doesn't feel like this rally has the conviction of a rally that would have a long-term life to it. Any thought there?
Yeah, it sure doesn't feel like that. One thing that we're not seeing, I think, is the euphoria, which is generally marks a market top. It just doesn't feel like, it just feels like we're just grinding. But until we get above those all-time highs and hold it. If we turn and go back down from here, we could be right back where we were in the middle of February very quickly. So it doesn't, it doesn't have a feel to me like it's going to cascade higher. So I would be careful around here.
I just don't. What makes me uncomfortable is that I'm not a fundamental guy at all, and I know you are. For what you're looking for, you might look at technicals to buy, but you're basically a fundamental guy, and you look at a company and say, this company is good or it's not good, so either I want to get involved or I don't. But what bothers me is that our accepting of earnings, last year you earned a dollar, this year you earned 85, you were expected to earn 85 cents, but you earned 87, so let's rally and reward you for that kind of move. I mean, to me, that doesn't seem very logical in my opinion. And those are things that I think start to be troublesome looking at the longer term economy. What about you?
There's no doubt. Earnings have not been good. The economy is not growing. Are they better than they were? They're going to be for the next year earnings periods for sure. Are they better than they were the last year? Yeah. But again, are you willing to pay up for that? Are you willing to pay up for less earnings? And that's when you buy a company, as you know, you're buying a piece of their future earnings. So it's sorry about that. The dog's barking in the background. But you're buying, a portion of their future earnings. So if those future earnings are going to be less, then as time goes on, people are going to pay less for that. So the prices are not going to stay up here unless the earnings rebound.
And do you see in your eyes, obviously we've talked many times about, where you live, and we know where I live, and we both had the same thought. I mean, the state of Illinois is certainly a disaster, either way.
You saw yesterday, the University of Illinois for the first time ever is announcing layoffs to clerical and administrative staff because they haven't been paid. And you may very well see the shutdown of some of the directional schools, the Easterns, the Westerns, at the end of the school year. I mean, it's a madness. I mean, you're not seeing it in Illinois. I mean, you go down to Florida, you see construction crane. We were down at Gulf Shores with my son's baseball team over spring break, and you saw some construction as you headed through Alabama. I mean, Illinois, you see nothing. I mean, there's nothing going on here.
Well, I mean, who the hell would want to come here with their idiotic taxes? I mean, it's kind of silly that we just, what do they have, 3,000 millionaires move out of Illinois a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, we're losing, stat I saw that struck me was we're losing one person every 5 minutes. This is one of the great, this should be one of the great states in the union. I mean, you got one of the great cities of the world in Chicago, and they just manage, instead we're right down there with Alaska and Mississippi.
It's interesting.
Madness.
It's really interesting because at the end of it, okay, we have just a great state, a great city. Okay, we've got great. This is the Bubba Show. Top of awards. We're gonna go to break. We'll be right back. We're using a new system, so forgive us. We'll be right back to the Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Coach Mike Brown, my friend, my buddy, my partner, browncapital.org. Okay, Mr. Brown, so we've got a lot of stuff going on and a lot of problems in this state, which we talked about. So what do you do in this state? I mean, why are the government officials so stupid that they can't figure out how to make an adjustment? I mean, they really have nothing than gain something. I don't get it.
Yeah, it boggles the mind. I mean, as a people, we need, really, I think it's almost an uprising to force these people to do their jobs. I was happy to see last week that the comptroller said none of them are getting paid until they pass the budget. So, you know, at least they're in the same boat as, you know, put them in the same boat as everybody else. But I mean, until we force our politicians to be accountable, nothing's going to change. I mean, we need to pass an amendment. You know, why does Congress have a different retirement plan than Social Security? You know, why are they allowed to have a different health care plan when they literally force the rest of us into one? So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on that don't make a lot of sense, and you know. Maybe it's going to take another uprising to change some of that. But they start closing down those schools. You know, they've already shut down all of the mental health facilities and things of that. You know, a lot of the social services here in Illinois. So at some point in time, you know, people are going to revolt. And we're paying for these services. They haven't stopped taxing us, so.
Well, I mean, doesn't that go back into the same ridiculous thing that the government officials? They want control of everything, and they don't want to give up what they have, but they want us, the citizens, to A, pay for what they get, and B, take lesser for ourselves. And I don't, you know, that's kind of old already, I think. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, until people start to realize that, a lot of what you're seeing right now, in my opinion, with the Obama administration, is the old Roman faction, which is bread and circuses for the masses. You know, let's keep them distracted over here while we take their liberties, you know, with our other hand. So, you know, with their right hand, they're handing out, you know, free cell phones and all that kind of stuff that you're about. You know, a lot of the entitlement programs with the left hand, they're taking away your liberties. So, you know, to me, it's ridiculous. You know, and what nation allows people into their, you know, I'm fine if I don't buy health insurance, but you can come here illegal. We have immigration laws. But you're allowed to flout those laws. Well, I'm fine if I don't buy health insurance or if my driver's sticker is not up to date. So, but you can come here illegally and there are no repercussions whatsoever. So, no, I mean, things like that, I mean, it's absurd that we've come to this. But, well, that's what we get for electing this knucklehead twice. So.
Well, hey, you know, right? If once... Look, I didn't see it once. I really thought he was a carny huckster. Again, he's a great speaker. I can't take away from his natural intelligence, and I can't take away from his ability to speak. But his ability to run a country or a government or a business, he has none. And that was always my fear. And he's a typical, you know, Democrat or liberal that just, you know, wants to give everything away. And you know what? I'm tired of giving everything away. I'm tired of working for everybody else. Because, you know, I'll never, well, I have a shot to see Social Security. You'll never see Social Security.
No.
Well, you won't. I mean, you know.
No, I agree.
There is no, you know, and why that takes so long. So let's get into the Federal Reserve and their role in all this, because they have a role as well in this. I mean, and this is one of the problems that bothers me, that it feels like the Federal Reserve and the central banks around the world want socialistic banking. And it seems to me that they want to take control of everything, and they want to move us into socialism. And that obviously was Obama's plan, and certainly Bernie Sanders, that's his plan. In fact, I wrote, you know, Bernie Sanders, the Fed, and socialism. And I mean, do I have a valid argument? Is there anything to that? What do you think?
Oh, I mean, look at Europe. I mean, most of the European countries are socialist countries. So the fact that we're moving in lockstep with their central banks and their programs, we're absolutely headed that way. Well, and hopefully people will wake up and see that at some point. But as of right now, you know, people are just, everybody's concerned with themselves. There's no concern for the greater good. You know, we try to pass meaningful pension reform here in the state of Illinois, and you get taken to court and struck down. And we talked about this before. I mean, at some point in time, either take a haircut on those pensions and benefits, or you're going to get decapitated. You know, the same thing is going to happen to these states, especially Illinois, that happened to the auto industry, to the steel industry. They're going to be forced into bankruptcy over these pension programs, these legacy costs, because they were given away at a time when they were not actuarially underwritten correctly based on people living longer. So, anybody can, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to do the numbers and figure it out. You know, we can't pay an assistant principal who retires at 56, $80,000 a year for the next 30 to 40 years. Yeah. You know, that's what you said, though. I got a school of them who are friends of mine. You know, good for them. The system works for them. But guess what? It's not going to work for us and the rest of us for the next 30 years while we're paying that money out.
It is amazing. And, you know, what I find, you know, troubling is maybe the rocket scientists are the ones that are in charge right now, and they have no clue. You know, it's amazing, which even leads more to the argument that they're actually just trying to manipulate everything to the socialist point of view. Because when you look around, I mean, how can a guy that's been in office or somebody running, how can they not see the obvious of what's going on? I mean, you know, everything they do, you know, every time there's the debt ceiling debate, the budget debate, I guarantee you, in my opinion, I can't guarantee, but in my opinion, these assholes go in the back room, the Republicans and Democrats who show so much hatred for each other when they're out in front, they go in the back, they have a scotch, a cigar, and they say, how are we going to screw the American people this time? But we'll come out arm in arm and tell them that we took care of them again as they stick it right up your you-know-what. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's one or two things that happen with all of these legacy costs, whether it's Social Security, the pensions, etc. Either the benefits are going to be reduced or the taxes are going to go up. It's one or the other. There's no other choice. I mean, if there's a third rail out there, let me know what it is.
I'm going to go lay on it if there's a third rail.
Those of us in the private sector.
Mirando hacia atrás sin saber qué hacer y en qué lugar.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz, and I'm using a new system. I'm a little goofed up getting out, but you guys know it's me, and I got my man, Coach Mike Brown. Between the two of us, we couldn't put together a cell phone cover. So, Mr. Brown, brownfinancial.org, go check it out. Brown Financial is who he is. It's actually browncapital.org. So, we got a screwed up government. We got a bunch of whacks running the ship. I mean, does it bother you? And how do they keep getting in? I think the bigger question I have to ask, Mike, is, I mean, you're, you know, about 15 years younger than I am, and you grew up in the middle West, and, you know, I grew up in the city. But how do we keep electing these guys? I mean, you would think that at some point the American people would be smart enough to figure out that these guys are hatching them. What do you think?
Yeah, it bothers my mind. I mean, I was of the crowd and I really thought Romney would go in the last one, so it tells you what I know. But you talk to people, they want free stuff. Why do you think they're not enforcing the immigration laws? You know, they are gaming the political system. Those people will be voting Democrat for the next 30 years because, you know, the great liberator Obama let them come in and didn't enforce the law, didn't ship them back. So they're going to vote for them. And we'll continue to elect, you know, these knuckleheads until the whole thing just craters. I mean, at some point in time, you know, you can't kick the can down the road forever. You know, Illinois case in point again, you know, when the Chicago Board of Ed tried to go to the bond market a month or two ago, they were forced to pay exorbitant rates for municipal bonds. So, you know, and that's going to be what eventually reins us in, is when the capital markets say enough. And, you know, you guys got to put your house in order. We're not going to give you any more. We're not going to give any more of our money. So, and what's going on in Puerto Rico, you know, where they're trying to get to where they can declare bankruptcy. If that happens, Illinois is next. And, you know, if you're a bond investor, you bought Illinois bonds based on the fact that there was no mechanism for them to default. And if they take that away, it's very short-sighted on their part. Because what it'll do, in my opinion, is it'll dry up the capital markets for the states. In which case, they'll have to be fiscally responsible, which none of them want to do, but they're not smart enough to realize, you know, that they're looking at the short-term gains they'll get, which would be, you know, renegotiating their debt, etc. But in my opinion, then, I would never put another one of my clients' dollars into a state that defaulted on their debts. So, and, you know, I'd like to think the capital markets as a whole, that would be the case, in which case we'll get fiscal accountability, but it'll be very, very painful.
Do you think will? But do you think, let me ask you this question.
Well, if they go that route and are able to declare bankruptcy.
Well, but you're a really smart guy, and you've been around quite a bit doing this business. So let me ask you this. Now, we've seen this happen, not in the States, but we've seen it happen in Venezuela and Argentina, and yet the bond holders, that they keep going back and buying the new bonds over and over again, right? Because they make the yield so high that they make it so attractive, and yet they still get it stuck up to him. And in fact, I think there's a lawsuit going on now, which I guess is, it's kind of hard to do when you're with a foreign concern. But do you think that the investors, I guess the question is, will the greed of the investors looking at that juicy yield saying, well, they can't default again, would that stop it?
There'll be some people, yeah. But if you're in the state of Illinois and you've got to pay 20% interest, you know, how is it? Will you find people that will give you money at those interest rates? Yes. But how many services do you have to get up or how give up or how much higher a tax rate do you have to put on your population in order to sustain that? You know, and again, it goes back to what we were talking about before the last break. There's only two choices. You know, you either tax your population more or you cut the benefits that you're getting out. My vote is to cut the benefit. Let's move the ages back. I mean, we don't need, the teachers really need to retire at 55, 56. That's a big problem. You know, the police, okay. You're going to have to make some changes to some of these things. They've already done it with the firefighters. You know, I get it. Under the old system, you know, the average firefighter lived 7 to 10 years. You know, but now with the new equipment, that they're living a normal, to more normalized age requirement. You know, so now all of a sudden, you get the retirement, the fireman who's retired at 52 collecting, you know, $90,000 a year for the next 30 years. So they changed their system and, you know, the benefits are not as great as they were. I mean, the rest of the world's going to have to follow suit. If they don't, I mean, it's not sustainable. We can't pay for it. So.
Well, it certainly is ignorant that, you know, when Social Security was developed, the average living age was 63 or 62. So they set the age at 65, figuring, you know, a big percentage would die before they ever collected, but they'd have paid into the system, which is fine. That's the way it should be. And
now, imagine if they came out and said, we want to put it at 85 now.
Well,
you would have people take to the street immediately.
Well, do you think? Well, I guess my question is, this is the way I've always looked at it this way. I go, okay, let's change it. I think 75 would be fine, or 78. But if you've already paid in, like I say, you start it now. Anybody who's 21 and younger, they go to 75 or 78, whatever number you want to put on it. Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to account for the health of people going forward. You know, it's the one thing I always know, no matter. And this is universal. They're building a road. Okay, they're building a brand new road. They built in Illinois, in Chicago area, they built 355. You've been on 355 before, right?
Oh, yeah.
Before that highway was even constructed, before they put one shovel in the ground, it was already obsolete. Now, why can't we figure out that we're going to get bigger? We're going to grow. Can't we judge from the back of history that there's going to be more people and that we need bigger roads and we need better communication? So it's the same thing with Social Security. If you think if it's now 75 and in 1935, it was 65. So let's see, those people are going to get out and retire in 2056. They'll be about the right age. The age will probably be 85, like you said. So can't they figure that out? Are they that stupid or are they that crooked? Which one?
I think in two words, political will. You know, we have career politicians. If these guys could only be there, and this is where I think term limits help. If you know I'm only going to be there for 4 years or 8 years or 6 years or 12, if you're a senator, then I'm going to try and get some stuff done. And I can't stay here anyway, so let's do the appropriate thing instead of the easy thing or the electable thing. But instead, you know, I get in there, I want to be here for 30 years because, as we said, my health benefits are better than the average guy. My pension is better than the average guy. So I need to stay in the middle of the road and do the things that won't, even though I know them to be right and correct and will be proved out over the long term, I won't be here if I do it. So, and I want to be here. So that's where we run into a problem. You know, when we've got people in there for 30, 40 years, you know, and the guy behind him is saying, okay, well, I don't want to be there for 30 or 40 years. That's a pretty good gig. So what do I have to do? Well, I have to not ruffle any feathers. I have to appease everybody. So they don't end up governing. What they end up doing is managing their electability.
Hacia atrás sin saber qué hacer y en qué lugar estoy viviendo evitando la...
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. How do you like that music, Coach Brown?
I like it.
Pretty good, huh?
A lot of 80s classics in there.
I'm like a 60s guy, but I progressed up to the 80s. So we're with Coach Mike Brown. Mike Brown, browncapital.org and Brown Financial. So, Mike, you know, we're seeing a lot of problems. We kind of solve a lot of problems in the world, but we already solve them. But of course, nobody listens to us. But you know, when you look around, and you know, I do a lot of stuff in the farming community, and you know, and the farmers, you know, look, when they have good years, they make a lot of money. They do get some government help occasionally, but when they have bad years, they really struggle, and it's really hard. And I think a lot of them are extremely frustrated. Now all of a sudden, we're getting a pop in the grain markets, and you know, we know for a long time the commercials were short, and now they're popping. But everything is so illogical. We talked about this a little bit on the opening. But I look at the markets, and like things aren't fitting together here. Do you think there's hope that we have a good growing season, a good crop season this year? We get some higher prices. Is there a chance that we maybe come out of this deflationary scenario?
I hope so. I mean, as we've talked in the past, there's no mechanism to really fight deflation. Obviously, you could, with inflation, you can raise interest rates and, you know, take money out of the system. But there's no mechanism for deflation. So hopefully, you know, that'll happen. I mean, I think there's hope for it from a demographic standpoint over the long term. Because, you know, as we said earlier, it's just more and more people are living longer. There's more and more people on the face of the planet. You've seen, you know, the population double since 1968 on the face of the planet. So, you know, that's in the long term, you know, they're not making any more ground, although they certainly learned how to farm it much better and much more productively. But yeah, I do think there's hope. And maybe that's why we're starting to see a little bit of a pop in the grain markets. So.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some, but of course, now that the grains are popping, the cattle markets are getting destroyed. So it's, yeah, it's like one side or the other. I mean, I don't really see a cure for the deflationary scenario as long as we stay in this zero interest rate policy. You know, I don't know, in my mind, now maybe you can explain to me because you might know more than I do, but in my mind, zero interest rates can never lead to more growth because you can't get any money. So who's going to grow? Who's going to start something new? And then you tie that in with the loss of all the jobs that paid any money. Where does it come from if we can't borrow money and we can't build a business?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you have zero interest rates, but the banks aren't lending. And, you know, somewhere along the line, they're going to have to bite the bullet and raise rates. The people have really been crushed over, you know, what are we coming up on now, 9 years since the peak in 2007? You know, the people have been crushed over these last 9 years of the savers. You know, you have no interest earnings from your saved investments. You're forced in, and one of the reasons that I think the equity and bond markets are higher is those people over that time frame have been forced into the equity and the bond markets. Because you can't make anything in your money markets or your CDs. So if you're looking to live off of your interest, you have to go to dividends and bond income because there's no earnings. There's safety, you know, based on the FDIC, but there's no earnings. So that's one of the reasons you've seen the capital markets move higher, in my opinion.
So, you know, what bothers me is that we've hurt the spenders because, let's face it, most of the real savers, the big savers, are typically older grandparents, right?
Yep.
Retiree grandparents. Since they're not making enough money, they're not spending it, which is another reason our retail sales is so low, because grandma and grandpa can't buy this toys and all this stuff for the grandkids anymore because they're worried about running out of money before they die. And I think that's a bigger problem as well. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no, if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, when you earn, or you look at, your parents, when they were retired, they earned 5, 6, 7, 8%, depending on, whether it was the 80s or the 90s, obviously in the 80s, the treasury bills were up around 14%. Now, that wasn't sustainable either. But, 5, 6, 7% as opposed to, half a percent. So, if you've got $1 million, instead of making $50,000 a year in CD interest, you're making $5,000. So, that adds up.
I want Jimmy Carter back. 20%. I want a 20% CD.
Yeah, hot dog days, huh? Would you like to go back to that?
You know what? If I was an older retiree person, I'd love to go back to that.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I mean,
it's illogical what's going on here. We both know. I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but obviously, I worry about the underdog. And the underdog is someone who's got a limited supply of cash, and they do get a lot of times railroaded into things that they shouldn't really be investing in, because the problem we have now, Mike, I think, is that people are forced to chase investments that they never had to chase before. And that actually ends up to be the ruination of a lot of people, because you think of something, I can get 7% yield on this. Well, we know if the deal is too good to be true, they're usually too good to be true, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But we both know that people will chase those deals because they're desperate. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. They're desperate for yield. So they end up chasing them, and at some point in time, they come home to roost. We saw that in January, February with the collapse in the high yield market. A lot of those high yield bonds especially in the energy sector, where people were chasing yield, and you end up in a bond that ends up getting defaulted on and bought anything.
And I think there's a lot more defaults coming. I think there's a lot of issues. I'm going to give you a, we got about a 1 minute. I'm giving you about a 1 minute warning. I'm trying to learn this new system, and I got my buddy as my guinea pig because he's helped me out.
Sure.
But we're having fun anyways. But so, Mike, I just don't get it. And what bothers me, does it bother you that the pundits talk up dividends like they're giving them away for free? And like, there's no risk in the dividend that you get in the stock market. Does that bother you at all?
Because obviously with any equity, there is risk. There's company risk, there's sector risk, there's, CEO risk if they make poor decisions. So, there are a lot of great companies out there who have raised their dividends for 30, 40 years. But bear in mind that, U.S. Steel was a fabulous company in the 50s, 60s, 70s. And I'm not advocating one way or another for it, but we all saw what happened to the U.S. steel industry. We saw what happened with the auto industry.
Mike is not advocating for it. I'm going to advocate for it because I actually recommended it on Angie Mello's show at $7. But this has been my guy, Mike Brown, browncapital.org. Brown Financial. He's in Peoria, Illinois. I urge you to check him out. The guy's got it all going on. And I'm telling you, from an investment standpoint, he'll always give it to you straight, because he's got a famous saying. I won't say what it is, but if you ever heard it, you know that he's a straight up shooter. Coach Brown, always enjoy having you on. It's a pleasure to have you on as part of the show. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Bubba. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. And that, my man Mike Brown, off to a ball game now. But, this is the Bubba Show. Make sure that you check out to get the downloads and the daily podcast every day at libertytalk.fm. You can get our downloads. We've just surpassed 200,000 a month, and we're trying to get to 300,000, so I need your help. Also, go to bubbatrading.com and make sure you check out the programs we're offering, because we're here to take care of you. Plus, you get to read a lot of the right articles I write, because I write some pretty good stuff once in a while, because I attack everybody, because I'm an equal opportunity. I go after everybody. This has been The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here with our guy Mike Brown from browncapital.org. We will see you back here tomorrow, the same time and the same station, because after all, this is The Bubba Show. And again, you make sure you get that download at libertytalk.fm. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. Take care, everybody. See you later.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.